This is John Check for Recess, and we're speaking today with Mrs. Delphine Jackson of Gainesville, Florida. She's the director of the Willie Jackson Youth Foundation and a bookstore for children called The African Violet. I wonder if you could tell us about some of the books that matter to you in your life and the lives of your children.
Well, John, all books matter. I was introduced to books very, very young by a very, very dear friend of mine, and she would read stories to us, and believe it or not, it wasn't stories necessarily from children's books. It was like novels and fiction, nonfiction. And so I developed the love for books, for reading, and hopefully I passed that along to my children. When they were small, they were introduced to a variety of books. What comes to mind is when I was a student here at the University of Florida, and I developed the love for reading Shakespeare. I still love to read Shakespeare, yeah. A lot of Ernest Hemingway books. But in terms of my children, you know, The Whistle for Willie, The Engine That Could. Yeah. There was one called Good Morning Bear that I would read, but the list go on and on, the Dr. Seuss books.
When did you start reading books to your children?
Well, I always remember when Willie was about 2 months old, I went to grad school, and what I would do when I was studying was I had books for him, and in between my studying, I would read a story to him. So he was very, very young, and they have the books for babies with the big pictures, colors and shapes and that kind of thing.
Yeah, big chunky books.
Yeah. And he had those. Each one of them had those kinds of books. Mm-hmm.
Did he have a favorite, do you recall, that he really liked?
Or Whistle
later?
For Willie.
Whistle for Willie.
And Curious George.
Did you read poetry? Was poetry something that you remember hearing as a child or reading?
As a child, yes. I remember reading poetry in high school and, you know, as a child growing up.
Did you have favorites?
I remember some of Langston Hughes' works, yes.
How did these books influence you, do you think?
I think for me what it did is it made me curious. It opened up windows to parts of the world that I may never visit, to things I may never experience. And I think the earlier we start reading to our kids, the better prepared they are when they go to school.